Hello, it's me.
Hi, Molly.
What are you doing?
I was sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. Of course I was sleeping.
Why weren't you talking to me?
I don't... You know what? It's 3 a.m. I was asleep.
Well, did you get all set up?
No, I just got in about 2 hours ago. Who gave you this number?
Harold. Is there some reason you don't want to talk to me?
No, I just... I told Harold I didn't want anyone to know where I was for a couple of hours, that's all.
Well, why did you tell him that?
What do you mean, why did I tell him that? I told him that so I could get some sleep, Molly.
You should have called me right away. I'm worried about you. I have nothing to do but sit here and worry about you. Harold doesn't tell me anything. Where are you?
Montana, somewhere. I don't remember the name of the city. Podunk, probably. I was lucky they even had a hotel in this tiny excuse for a town.
I'll bet Harold didn't tell you what that bitch Marguerite did to my car. She borrowed it without asking and drove it into the side of this guy's Beamer. Can you believe that? And she drove off after doing it because she was scared, so now I'm stuck with the damage, which I can't report to my insurance.
Well, that sounds pretty ridiculous to me.
What am I supposed to do?
Tell her to get bent and never speak to her again.
But she's my friend. You'd actually tell her to get bent.
Of course I would, but I can't stand her to begin with. I don't know why you hang out with her. She's a vapid excuse for a human being. She's just protoplasm. She's not even a person.
Billy!
Look, she isn't going to pay for it. Then you need to beat her with a lead pipe. That's what I think.
Billy!
Well, you asked me what I thought, and I told you. You want me to call her? I will, you know. Better yet, I'll have Harold call her.
Oh, yeah. That would be great. You're not even interested.
Molly, it's the middle of the night. I have a lot of work to do tomorrow.
Don't you miss me?
Yes, I miss you, Molly. What makes you think I don't?
You didn't even send me a postcard.
I did send you a postcard. I sent you two. One from South Dakota and one from Iowa. The one from Iowa, it had all this corn on it. I don't remember what the South Dakota one said.
You really sent them?
Yeah, I wrote stuff on them and everything. You should have gotten them by now, because I spent 2 full days in South Dakota, and it took another day and a half for me to make my way here. And I mailed them from South Dakota. Oh, now I remember. The South Dakota one was a picture of the common loon.
The what?
The common loon.
Is that a bird?
No, it's your mother, Molly. Of course it's a bird. Evidently, it's a fairly common bird, Molly, or else they wouldn't call it the common loon.
Well, why did you send me a bird postcard?
I don't know, Molly. I thought you might find it interesting. If it was interesting enough for some bozo in South Dakota to put it on a postcard as representative of the wildlife in their state, then it's interesting enough for me to send to you. You ever seen a common loon in your life? Or a big old enormous cornfield? Shoot, Molly. Try driving through Iowa sometime. I don't know how you could live while surrounded on all sides by corn, but they do it.
That's a lot of corn.
Yes, it is. And I sent you a postcard so you can see it.
I didn't think you would.
Well, I did. It'll probably show up tomorrow or the next day.
What did you write on it?
Something about how much I love you and how much I miss you.
You're just saying that to make me happy.
Of course I am.
Billy, Harold doesn't tell me anything. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't want to talk about business, Molly. It's this big convoluted thingy and there's nothing you can do to help. Don't even worry about it. Me and Harold will worry about it.
Why can't you tell me? Maybe I could help. Did you ever think about that?
Sweetie, I can take care of it. I really can.
I know you can. I'm just so bored. I'm sorry I called you so late, but I couldn't stand it.
You can call me whenever you want, Molly. I don't mind.
You should be here soon, right?
Yeah. If everything goes well, I'll be out of here sometime tomorrow. On my way to you. Think about that for a minute, why don't you? If everything goes well, within 2 days I should be on your doorstep.
It's been so long, I might not even recognize you.
Oh, you'll recognize me. I'll be the guy with the silly, stupid grin on his face. So listen, I'm going to get some sleep so I can wrap things up properly tomorrow, okay? And then I'll pick you up and we can get the hell out of Seattle all together.
That'll be nice, Billy. That'll be so nice. I can't wait to get out of here.
I love you, Molly.
I love you too, sweetie. Get some sleep. Good luck tomorrow.